Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I'm not listening.
Okay. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I should call this segment Gay Rage, but we are going to. But instead, we will call it TV Taste Test. Now, spoiler alert for RuPaul's Drag Race, the unverified Rusical. This was episode 8, season 13. We are going to talk about who went home. So please know that. Again, this is spoiler alert. So we do not want you to yell at us. Joining this conversation is my husband, the man who laughs 20 times a year, Colin Matheson. Good morning, Col.
Good morning.
Okay.
That is exactly how I feel.
A very stoic good morning.
I was happy for about 5 seconds. I was overjoyed and then enraged.
Oh,
why didn't we have cameras set up in our house to record my reaction to what happened?
I know, because, well, if I had known what was going to happen was going to happen, I would have. Okay. So the final, again, spoiler alert, I don't want to get yelled at. The final two are Candy Muse and Simone. They are the bottom two. And Simone was a shock, because even if you don't watch My Talkers, you've heard Alexis. Everyone has been heralding Simone. She was a front runner from, like, episode one. The other one, Candy Muse, on the other hand, has been the villain and disliked by a chunk of the audience, including myself. She drives me nuts. I don't want to drip unnecessary hate on her. I just do not enjoy her.
You said the key word, though, villain.
Villain, yeah. And Colin feels the same way, and Colin has another point that we'll make as soon as you hear the clip. So they've just lip-synced for their life. And I'll pick up the clip from there, and then we'll discuss. So here we go. Oh, I should probably end the music from Would You Rather, Jason. Yeah.
Ladies, I've made my decision. Simone, Shantae, you stay.
Okay, now at this moment, all of us, Dawn, Alexis,
thank you,
Colin,
join the other girls.
We're all happy. No, let's listen.
Finally.
Candy Muse.
She's walking away.
You're a profess, sis. Keep showing them who's boss.
Thank you for changing my life forever. That I can be who I want to be into the world and not giving a shit about what anyone has to say about me. And you've made me feel so, so special. I love you. Thank you so much.
Okay, now, sashay away.
Okay, she's walking away.
You are safe to slay another day.
Okay. Now,
did you hear my screams from the North Loop?
I immediately thought of you falling off the couch and running out of the room.
Colin was
so mad.
Can you, Kyle, can you explain to the audience that maybe don't watch why you made really good points, why you had such strong gay rage?
It's a complicated, multifaceted anger, but here's the thing is, you're on episode 8 of RuPaul's Drag Race, and 4 queens have gone home.
Oh, thank
now,
you.
I know Candy went on this whole rage of, like, why do you want the season to be over already? It's because you're just wasting my time. Like, if I'm watching and nothing's happening, then why am I watching?
Right.
You know, let's progress. This is a competition. This isn't just, you know, hang out and watch 10 queens for a week and And then at the end, yeah, you feel good about it. No, this is a competition. I want someone to go home. I was afraid that was going to happen. So my sigh of relief when she didn't say, like, when they're both on stage and Candy, Shantae, you stay too. I was like, oh, thank goodness she's going home. And then when she walked away and then she goes, wait, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. No.
Was that actually
worse? Oh, so my God. There's that.
But the bigger issue for me was that performance from Candy was not worthy of a double save. Her look was not, I mean, yeah, it was Beyonce Lemonade inspired, but it wasn't like, oh my God, this is amazing.
No.
Her performance was bad. I mean, Michelle was reading her hard for her look during the performance. It was sloppy. It was messy. Like, there was nothing about that. I have no problem with Rue doing a double save if there is a killer lip sync. But there was nothing about that entire performance that made me think, you get to stay. Which leads me to believe that Rue has favorites, and whether it's Rue or the producers, Candy's bringing something to the show that they don't want to get rid of yet. And
ding,
so
ding, ding.
We're going to keep you.
Yeah. Lex, what she did you think?
Look, it happened. I was just happy. Simone's my favorite. She was saved. I was, please. She did great. So, yay, that was great. But when RuPaul saved Candy Muse, it made perfect sense to me. We need her on the show to keep the drama up. She is in the mix with everyone. You know, there's the click, and then there's Elliot with two T's. Who is going to provide that without her? And that's what I think happened. Yes, she probably has favorites, but for production reasons, she needs to be on the show. Also, it's going to create this buzz that, you know, we're doing it right now. We're case
Here
in
we
point.
Are.
Why she needs to be on the show.
Dawn?
I was very angry. I've been wanting her to leave most of all for 8 weeks. And I couldn't wait because she's been so arrogant all along. And she really is arrogant. She's somebody who, and all that song and dance about, like, I'm really just insecure, fine. But then you continue to talk about how you should be in the top and you're going to win everything. I just want someone to say, you might feel like you're killing it when you're on stage, but you have to step back outside of yourself and realize there's a different perception of what's really going on with the audience. You know what I mean? Like, how we view you is different from how you feel inside. And that goes for just theater in general. Like, humble yourself. I mean, when I haven't gotten parts before, I've had to go, oh, okay, I really felt like that was good, but obviously it wasn't good enough. You know what I mean? And she never has that. And she bullies people on top of that. So I've been waiting for her to go home. And now that was just not worth a save. It just wasn't.
No.
So mad.
And also, and we were talking RuPaul's Drag Race, if you just tuned in. Colin is also, we all are, of this new trend of the queens being bitter when they're saved.
Mm.
Like, now they're not even happy with just being safe.
Mm-hmm.
That it's right, Kyle?
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to go off on. Is Denali was, I liked her at the start, but she's on my nerves because she is every week saying, I am so mad that I'm just safe.
Ugh.
My look was amazing, blah, blah, blah. And again, Michelle was reading Denali for her chandelier look with beads. She goes, oh, she's a lamp. We've seen this a million times. Like, you might think it's great, but if the judges don't, sorry, you should just be grateful that you're there.
Yeah.
Like, Utica is so glad when she gets saved.
Yes.
And she was safe because she's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, thank you for sharing your homosexual rage with our listening audience.
I think I need to take a Xanax and go lie down.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Kyle.
Just revisiting it alone.
Go on the Peloton. It'll make you feel better.
I literally thought of Colin when she got saved. I immediately had a vision of Colin just walking out of the room.
Oh, he was done. He was so done. That's
it's
when the
drama,
date drinking
that's
started.
That's what you get from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yep.
Here we go.
VH1 Friday nights, RuPaul's Drag Race.